This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The challenge is always, what can we bring you that will be appealing in terms of your listening habits, and how can we help you through the day? That's always the challenge. Good stuff, serious things, important things, all part of the discussion mode here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, trying to fulfill whatever it is that you need. We don't want you to retreat from the world. We want you to advance in the world, and we offer profound engagement, if I do say so myself. How do you like that for a mouthful? Profound engagement. Yes, exactly. So the question for you is, are you in retreat or are you advancing? How are you doing? Are you engaged in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? This time of year, happiness is spelled Christmas or one of the other 14 things that are going on. Yeah.
2 years.
Right. And with that in mind, the story about what we like about the holiday season. Interesting survey this week suggests that half of the Americans who have been asked the question, there were 2,000 adults in the survey, say there's not enough time in the holiday season to do everything that they want to do. And that the holiday season puts them in a good mood. Yes, 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 and yes. So how do you spend your time from now until Christmas and New Year's? 52% say they try to stay fit and as many festive activities as possible. It's how much exercise is it putting the food from your table to your mouth? There's a lot of activity there, right? So anyway, Americans say they wish the holiday season would last longer than it does.
But it can. Haven't we already witnessed this?
Right.
A couple months for some people. It lasts a couple months for others.
It's in your head.
Yeah. You know, when you want to start celebrating, go for it. And you don't have to take your tree down or any of your decorations down until you feel like it.
I used to leave my tree up until April. I would be gone. I would be in the house, but excuse me, during the course of the winter that I'm not around much, so I left the tree up. Kids put it up with me in December, and I left it up till April, and then I open the window and throw it out the window. So, make it last. We'll continue with a focus on today and this week in a matter of moments here on Good Day. Stand by.
This is Staples.
So, rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. I'm thanking her before we even get her on the air. So I'll thank you twice, Elizabeth, as we dig into why it is so helpful for people to get healthy the healthy way. That's why you need Calitrin.
There's no stimulants. There's no drugs. There's nothing in it that will make you feel sick or jittery. There's nothing that's going to make your heart race. There's nothing that's going to interfere with any medications at all. It rebuilds lean muscle tissue, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. So it does take time for it to get into your system and work. Most people are seeing inch loss and pound loss in the first month of taking the product. You're sleeping better. You're waking up with more energy. Even joint pain, it starts to subside.
All right, so let's talk about the deal.
Right now, we've extended that big sale. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. This is the one that everybody waits for to stock up and save because it is unlimited. So buy four, get four, buy five, get five. Unlimited. It's on our website, toploss.com. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the Doug promo code to have free shipping as well. All right, so there's the story on Calitrin. This time of year comes in handy, as I have said many times in many ways. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And get the Calitrin so that you can have defense against all that good stuff that we have been talking about on the farm, food, and family portion of the Good Day program. One of the other things we're getting back into the COVID thing. I'm taking a trip to Israel next week to see my friend Uri Geller and have his birthday with him and spend a couple of days in one of my favorite places in the world. And as I make plans for the trip, I see the numbers in Europe and the Middle East for COVID and the related items, the related COVID stuff. The numbers are going up again. Uri told me yesterday that he's not wearing a mask, and most people over there are not. We make the choice. But there are distance things. They don't want to do a lot of hugging, and they're a big hugging family, and I'm a big hugger as well, that kind of stuff. But the numbers are trending up, not only in Europe and the Middle East, but here. If you look around at the numbers, they have the stuff that affects young children. What is it called? RSV?
RSV. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those numbers are pretty steady now. But, you know, people are saying, oh, we're going to have another. It's a problem. Here we go again. Well, it's winter. We're a week or less. What are we? Two weeks from today is the first day of winter. And so with that comes cold weather. With that comes dampness. With that comes a cloudiness that is in our head. We don't necessarily, we like Christmas, but we don't like the darkness. We don't like the fall and the winter. We don't like cold. And so those things, if you think there isn't a connection between your spirit, your mind, and your body, you're kidding yourself. Because as you come down, and a lot of people don't like the holiday season, so they get down on that. As your head tells you, oh, woe is me, your body is reacting to that. And so the sort of problems that we have big problems because we don't really eat well in our country and we need more supplementation. And because of that, our immune systems don't work well. And we get sick. So I'm not so sure that it is something. There are two reasons for it. One, the weather. And weakened immune systems. And then if you look at what's going on in Asia, especially in China, the protests continue, huge protests, because of the public's realization and getting a voice finally, because the international community is sort of encouraging the protests in Beijing. And that's partially because the international community doesn't like China to begin with, or at least the Chinese government. And so this has been going on now for a couple of months. The leader, Xi Jinping, is the focal point. And there are, I mean, it's kind of shocking, actually, to look and see what's going on. The protests closing down the streets, closing down public buildings. Normally, if there weren't so much of this and so much national attention on it, a lot of these people would get shot. They'd just be removed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The colleges, campuses across China are hotbeds of public protest. And the protesters are chanting, when you translate, you look at some of the banners that are all over the place, we want food, because they're having a problem. They don't have enough food to feed all their people. And that's partially when people get hungry, you know, there's going to be hell to pay, if you will. We don't want cultural revolution. We want reforms. We want freedom. We don't want lockdowns. We want votes. We don't want a despot. We want dignity. We don't want lies. We are citizens, not slaves. This is tough stuff, given what has I saw a translated banner, remove the despotic traitor, Xi. And anyway, so there are lots of people who are leading these marches. They certainly are not alone. If they were, they would have been shot. But now there are lots of people who are standing up.
There's too many people now. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. So anyway, lots of inspired anti-government stuff in China. We can smile about it. I don't know that it's, I don't like to see the situation there because you look at some of the advocates and, they're kind of like the Al Sharpton of the world. There's something in it for them. But at any rate, the banners. And now the Twitter, there are Twitter accounts that are loaded with this stuff. You never saw that in China before. Never. In the past, all these critics have been punished severely. And so now this week they can't do it. They can't now because there's too much focus on it. Kind of like the same thing happening in Iran, where this message is being amplified by the same kinds of stuff. The people are sick of the despots. They want freedom. Freedom is a messy business, as some have said, as we know here. You have freedom of speech, freedom to act, all the kinds of freedom to live where you want to live. I'm looking at some of this stuff. I just see they are now, the announcement that has come down that they're going to, the government says they'll ease COVID restrictions. Well, the protests say, okay, that's a good start. Where do we go from there? When are you going to fess up to creating the virus in the Wuhan laboratory and letting it go for whatever the purpose? When are you going to fess up to that, is the question. Anyway, so that's that story. But it's interesting as it goes on and on and on. It's just, I don't know. Anyway, okay, January 6th. I don't have time to talk about that because it's 18 after. Okay, so hold it for the next half hour. 18 past. Let's see, I got off on my tangent. wait a minute. I got a couple of minutes here, right? Because we did commercials. Yeah. All right, so let's spend a couple minutes on January 6th. They're referring their findings to the Justice Department, the committee is, for potential criminal inquiries. They haven't finalized all of the questions and charges yet, but I thought it was interesting that I think it was on Monday or Tuesday at the Capitol, there were congressional gold medals. You see this, Jay? They were given out for heroism, mostly given to the Capitol Police. And so the Capitol Police are there with their families, and they're shaking hands with everybody except Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah.
Pretty much to a person.
Oh, man.
You see that?
Yeah.
It's embarrassing, actually. Yeah, very awkward. Yeah. So the police are making their feelings known, as well they ought to, right? And you look back and, McConnell and McCarthy are praising the officers, but that didn't seem to make any difference. McConnell says, thanks for having our backs. Right. That went a long way. Right? I think McCarthy is a lightweight. And I think McConnell is an old, I look at these three guys, the pictures of Schumer. This is a poster picture for change. You see Schumer and McConnell and McCarthy standing there. Three, and I don't usually follow this route, but I'm going to follow it. Three old white guys. McCarthy's not that old. They've been there way too long, and they do the same things over and over again, and it's reflected in people's reaction to them. The Democrats aren't any better than the Republicans. It's just we have lots of talk, and it's time for us to do what they're doing in Russia and China. Let's protest the right way, though. 21 after the hour.
Solo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stephen, good day program. It's social media time. We have various portions of the hour that we devote to certain things so that you have, there's a predictability, certain predictability. I don't like much predictability, but this is a good time for us to have Jay dig around in social media, find out what's cooking with whom, Kim Kardashian. This is reminiscent of what we were talking about earlier with What's-Her-Face having stalkers. And now Kardashian has a restraining order against a guy who claimed to have a gun. And this is, it is, celebrity has a scary part to it. It does.
It really does. And this one,
Kelly Clarkson we were talking about
and
before.
And even posted to social media claiming that Kim Kardashian had been communicating with him telepathically.
All right, okay. Well, so part of the
prohibits him from owning or possessing a gun, and he must surrender any firearms that he already has to law enforcement during the period of this restraining order.
Mm-hmm. So, as if that's not scary enough, this guy also posted about Kim on social media, says he claimed that I've been communicating with him telepathically. Think about that, right? Anyway, so get lost. And it's easier said than done, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The story.
100 yards for at least 5 years.
Yep. All right, so the continuing focus on Kirstie Alley and what happened to her. Apparently she had colon cancer and didn't discover it until about a month ago. So here's a perfect time, a perfect way, and her family is acknowledging this, for us to reemphasize how important it is to get the colonoscopies starting when you're 45. This is one of the things I don't cotton much to a lot of the things that doctors say you're supposed to get because I think it's overkill. But in this case, colon cancer, it's better to be safe than sorry. It's not uncomfortable. You know, you have to take that, drink that crap the night before, and then you go to the doctor's office or outpatient clinic, and they put you down for an hour or so, and they stick the tube up your butt and look around in there. I know I'm not making it sound like it's luscious, but
you're unconscious for it. It's
you don't really feel it.
The worst part is the prep the night before, the day and the night before you go in.
Right. Yep. So Kirstie Alley apparently did not do that, at least from what I'm reading, anyway, and her family isn't talking much about it. But the fact that she died so quickly meant that she must not have had a handle on it. And it can be kind of, it's one of those creepy things that you can function pretty normally. You know, who knows what was going on? I don't know, and I'm not going to delve into what might be going on with her private habits and stuff. But the plumbing couldn't have been working that well. It takes more than a month for this stuff to get to the point where it's going to kill you. But this is, again, taking that, if there's a lesson to be learned from her situation or anybody who dies from colon cancer, it is that you get these tests and they show up. I remember when Reagan got his, they found polyps on his, and lots of people, they go up there with the television camera and look and see what you've got. You got polyps, they take them out right then and there so that you don't have to worry about it. And taking a baby aspirin every day is actually very good for lots of things. I was told by my doctor when he told me that I was all pink and perfect. A little too much information. Anyway.
I'm going to say that's a colorful picture.
Take a daily baby aspirin, and it'll help you out a lot. Okay, 28 after. This is Good Day.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
You have put in the hard work, and here we are standing together.
Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock held off Republican challenger Herschel Walker in a Georgia runoff election Tuesday, ensuring Democrats full responsibility for the Senate with a 51-49 majority. The Republicans are majority in the House. Colorado Club Q accused shooter has been charged with 305 counts, including murder, bias-motivated crimes, and assault. 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, who identifies as non-binary, was formally announced he's been charged in last month's attack at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado. That incident killed four souls and wounded 17. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Saudi Arabia this week for 3 days. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
For a sleigh ride together with you. Everybody sing along. Crank this up.
Lovely
weather for a sleigh ride together with you. I may let this whole thing go, Jane.
I was just thinking the same thing. Let's do it.
Right.
I don't know how anybody can do this.
Yeah, you can't. Let's go. Bop, bop, bop. Nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're up together like a... remember some of the lyrics.
When that chorus hits, you got it.
Yep. Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Daunting. Veronica was her given name. Became known as Ronnie when she married Phil. That didn't last long, but she kept the name anyway. And Ronettes. They were so popular. The Wall of Sound. This guy was a genius. He's also a cur. But in this circumstance, we're so happy that Darlene Love and Ronnie Spector... Darlene Love was supposed to be the leader of the group, but she wouldn't do the Mambo Tombo with Phil Spector, so she got booted, and Ronnie said, yeah, okay, I'll do that. Be good for my career. And then he cheated her out of $10 million, so yeah, how'd that work for you? Right? She performed until the day she died. I remember seeing her in a couple of... She would tour, especially at Christmas time, because of all of the tunes that Ronettes did that were Christmas songs. And so she would. She was a big smoker, and her voice maintained okay through most of her life. But in the end, it cut her. She had lung cancer. I think she passed away a couple of years ago. But man, could she belt them out!
Just earlier this year, can you believe how time flies and yet stands still?
What, she died earlier this year?
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Oh, I thought it was long ago. That, yeah. Anyway, she was quite the singer, man, and she knew how to... It's just every single song that was produced by Phil with that wall of sound had that same glamorous, glorious feel to it.
Oh, Be My Baby.
Fabulous.
Iconic, incredible, all good things.
Yep, exactly. You know, we were talking earlier about what people think regarding the holiday season and listening to that song. And the stuff. There are all these Christmas stations that fight to be first in their markets to play Christmas music, and that's okay. But the that's the kind of music that puts most of us in a good mood. That was what the sum and substance of the survey, if you didn't hear me talking about it, 74% of those said the holidays are good. They put them in a good mood. Part of the prep is listening to the music. How can you not be in a good mood when you listen to that stuff? You can't. It's fabulous.
Except for one song. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Yeah.
That song, I don't know if it's not placebo, Pavlov's Theory or not, because it's always used in the most stressful scene of any holiday movie. Typically a crowded shopping mall, people are running late, people are being rude. That song is always used, and every time I hear it, I can't help but feel like my spine tingles and I get really tense.
I get tense when I hear that damn Grinch Who Stole Christmas, that Grinch song.
Oh.
And also the instrumental from, what is that instrumental song that came from a movie? I can't, when the radio, I listened to it last night, turned the radio off. Garaldi, Vince Garaldi, and I'll think of it in a minute because I used to play it when I was disc jockey, but 30 hours of work. The average person puts 30 hours of work into holiday chores. Do you know that? Are you typical there, Jay?
No, not really.
How much time do you think you put in to
decorating
the tree, putting up the decorations, buying presents?
Well, really nothing. I'm kind of a Grinch myself, and I love the tree. I love all the lights, but I don't decorate the whole house. We always get a pre-lit Christmas tree and a couple different ornaments on it, and that's it. That's the only decoration that goes anywhere. And if my husband wants more decorations, he can do it.
Hey, Ryan.
It's great. He's very self-sufficient.
There's nothing wrong with that. Speaking of being self-sufficient, the Bidens were at a state dinner. I want to hit a couple of notes here, a couple of things happening around the country and around the world that are of just kind of like, okay, he said it and I'm aware of it so I can move on. I thought it was interesting that Jill Biden hinted the other night at that state dinner with Macron, the French president, that she and her husband were ready for another campaign, right? He's 80. Isn't he 80? He's 80. 79 or 80. She's, I think, in her early 70s. So let's have another campaign. Well, let's see how that goes over. The German police have arrested dozens of people who are in support of a domestic terrorist organization, pretty much like the skinheads here. The anti-Semitic group that wants to overthrow the government of Germany. This is a la Hitler in the 1930s. Not as bad, but still they exist. What is there about the culture of a country like that? I mean, we have them here. I guess they have them everywhere, but there just seems to be the seeds have been sown there for decades, and it's still there. Still there. The biggest maker of computer chips in the world, company called Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, announces today they are going to expand in the United States. They already have 4 plants in operation here, but they're tired of the Chinese influence. And remember, Taiwan is independent and wants to stay that way, yet the Chinese government wants to take over Taiwan, we all know, but they're of course dealing with their own problems, so that's not on the front burner. But the Taiwanese company says they are tired of being cloistered, if you will, in Taiwan and not able to deal with the Chinese influence, so they are moving their operations, a lot of them, over here. So that's good, right? 10,000 jobs, that's very good.
Yeah, that's great.
Right? Okay, here's another good item. There's a company in Switzerland that is trying to help Russians get onto the uncensored internet. Now, how would that be? I don't know enough about it because I just don't know enough about it. I don't know how the technology works, how it is that I can be on the internet and you can be on the internet and somebody else might be forbidden. Barred from or banned from.
But that's like a lot of social media platforms you can't even access. Like in China, for the most part, Twitter is hidden. A lot of like businesses or brands or media kind of stuff can get onto it, but others and what they're doing right now in China anyway is they're finding like back end ways to cheat the system and still get onto Twitter.
Yeah. Okay. Listen. I just find it interesting that now the world is coming back around to push the bad guys out and to support the good guys. Yep, that's it. Here's with regard to a comment, and the news earlier was that there was a celebration in the Capitol to honor a Capitol police who helped in the January 6th melee, people who rose to the call of their duty and were given awards for it. And I made a comment about, after telling you the story, I said, it's interesting that McConnell and McCarthy were snubbed, and you can see pictures of that all over the place, and certainly the liberal news media is happy to make those guys look bad. They don't need any help. They make themselves look pretty bad most of the time. One of the interesting things that I saw in the comment department was the following. Listener Michael says, I offer criticism of law enforcement officers when I feel they deserve it. And that's all too often. But if I can offer criticism, then I must offer praise where it is due. I've never been more proud of any group of officers than when looking at these men from January 6th. Hats off to them and all those who suffered through that day and since then. I echo that 100%. Couldn't have said it better myself, so why should I have to? I'm giving this guy credit because he really did say what I was thinking, and I think a lot of other people are thinking as well. So that's that. The fact that Ron DeSantis is working hard. I just said something about Joe Biden and the Bidens, and DeSantis is the other factor, if you will, on the Republican side. A lot of people said they'd rather vote for DeSantis than Trump, and they'd rather vote for DeSantis than Biden. I don't know that I know enough about. I'm not crazy about DeSantis, but honestly, I don't know enough about him to be critical, just that he appears to be a smart young guy who has obviously national aspirations. And so would he make a good president? I don't know. He's a tough, you know, he's kind of pugnacious. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, no, and I think that he has a legitimate chance of winning should he run.
Too.
The question is, will he change his mind? Because he's already come out and said that he's not going to run in 2024 because he doesn't want to go up against Trump. Will he change his mind or will he wait?
Yes. The answer is yes to both of those questions. I think that he's smart enough. He's on Time Magazine's Person of the Year shortlist. You know that? We were talking about that list the other day. And because of where he stands, he does have a couple of hundred campaign operatives working their way around Florida. So, you know, he can say one thing, but something else, you know, can be the reality. So, See where the guy goes. It's interesting. He's an interesting guy and somebody I think that's worth learning more about. What more do you need to know about Biden? What more do you need to know about Trump? Nothing. Right, you don't need. But DeSantis is somebody that the name recognition is there, but what is he really all about? It would be, it's kind of like as I think about January 6th and I think about Cheney, Liz Cheney, and, you know, whether she would make a good politician on the national stage or not. I think we all know pretty much where she's coming from, don't you? It's DeSantis that you don't really, of all the people that I mentioned, some people think, listen to this, that Fauci ought to run for president.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I saw that.
Fauci for president! Yay!
I do not see that happening or anything coming from it if he did.
Nope. Uh-uh. No, 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 no. The Juul Company. Those no good SOBs. J-U-U. Ooh, Jay, listen to me. J-U-U. It's like singing. I'm with Darlene Love. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Juul has settled about 5,000 lawsuits because of this teenage vaping, what they put in to those things. Somebody should blow up their plant.
Well, as long as there aren't any people in it. Flavoring and targeting underage children. Yeah. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm.
All right, we have time for a little gossip, or should I save the gossip for the next half hour about these? No, we don't have time. These two anchors on ABC that are doing the mambo, and they pulled them from their talk show.
Fell in love. News.
Come on, grow up. All right, more on that later. It's 48 after the hour.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details. This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions...
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Past the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to introduce a gentleman who's new to radio, but I think you might like him. His name is Warren Eckstein. He's having his debut here. Actually, he's starting a little program on the weekend called The Pet Show. You may want to check that out. If you go to the website, thepetshow.com, you can find a station near you. Warren, I'm happy to have you here to practice. I'm open to any and all ideas that you have for the pet show. And how do we celebrate Warren being on the air? We celebrate Shelter Pets Day, which is this week. The fact that awareness, we bring awareness to people about pets like dogs and cats that are in shelters. You cannot talk about this enough as far as I'm concerned. And I know you do all the time about folks thinking of adopting a pet, except you would tell them probably that this is not the time of year, or has that changed?
I have changed, Doug. I have grown. I have changed. Years ago, I would tell people that this is probably the worst time of year to get a pet. There's trees in the house. There's candles burning. There's all kinds of stuff around the house. People are busy. They're running here. They're running there. However, when it comes to adoption and rescue, I don't care if it's Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. If you're giving that dog or cat home, bring him in. However, for those people that are, and I don't know why they would purchase a dog or a cat or a pet, here's my recommendation. Never give a pet, buying a pet. Adoption, as I just said, is one thing. If you know someone who wants a dog or wants a cat, what I recommend doing is put a book, how to get your dog or how to get your cat to do you want, under the tree, or a litter box, a clean one, under the tree, or a bird book. Or in other words, let them know that's that funny. The gift is coming after the holidays. But that's a good idea, a leash, a collar, whatever you need. But when it comes to rescue and adoption, again, as I said, saving that life, bringing them home, I don't care what time of day it is. I know we're busy. Stop the business. Bring that dog or cat into the house and give it a home.
There's the Humane Society of the U.S. that's involved in promoting this. Lots of stuff on social media, all over Facebook on Shelter Pets Day. So the Humane Society and the MSPCA, or we can say Massachusetts, but the SPCA, Society for for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. That goes back, almost 200 years, I think. And there were the people who started these organizations, interestingly enough, are women that have done a lot. There's something called the Maddie Fund. Do you know that fund?
I'm familiar with they do great work. They really do.
Explain a little about how that works.
I don't know exactly, but there are so many organizations like that. They raise a lot of money, and I believe what they do is they help the smaller organizations financially out there. There are great organizations like that. I think I said this before. You know, before there was any type of child abuse laws on the book, there were animal abuse laws on the book. When I was training a little bit with the ASPCA as a peace officer many, 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 many years ago, one of the things we found out is the first case of child abuse ever prosecuted in the state of New York was prosecuted as animal abuse. And then the laws came into effect to protect children.
Well, it's a great thing if you want to give to to organizations that support adoption, dogs and cats that are in shelters. There are a couple of ideas there: the Humane Society and the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Both of them deserve a tip of the hat, if you will, not only this time of year but every time of year. Speaking of old and things that have been around for a while, there's a couple of things to celebrate that you may not have been thinking about. The oldest living cat. 27-year-old Flossie. How about that? So that's 120 human years. She lives in England. And so the Guinness World Book of Records says that she's the oldest. Do you think she is really, or do you think there are cats around that are probably older?
Sure there are cats around that are probably older. Just like they said, the oldest dog, I believe they said, was 22 years old, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. And I've had people call me on the show with, you know, my dog's 23, 24. I mean, who knows? But the bottom line is, if they're living, cats do have a tendency to live pretty long if you take the and keep them inside. Here's a stat for you. The average indoor cat's lifespan is 14 to 16 years. The average outdoor cat's lifespan is 3 to 4. That should
really
should keep your cats in the house. Absolutely.
Wow. That's very, that's, repeat that, will you, quickly?
The average lifespan for an indoor cat is probably 14 to 16 years, where the average lifespan cat that's kept outside is probably 3 to 4, maybe 3 to 5.
Wow. That is pretty, that's startling. ThePetShow.com is Warren's address. Warren Eckstein is a fabulous host of a fabulous program. That's why he's here on this program. It's Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.